Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, Tuesday afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show. We have Chris Kerber coming up in just a little bit. The Blues are on fire. That's like an understatement. They go for 10 in a row tonight. We have not only Telephone Tuesday, but Sue's News coming up in the next hour, and then Franny Block from the Free Press in the 5 o'clock hour, plus an audio cut of the day right now. Sean Spicer is back with us on 97.1 FM Talk. He is the host of the Sean Spicer Show. You can find his show on YouTube. How are you, Sean, this afternoon?
Man, I feel like every day is a whirlwind. You walk away from the TV for like 8 seconds. I missed Caroline's briefing for five. What did I miss? Trump signing an executive order. You can't take a breath or even go to the bathroom in this administration here on day 71 without missing something. You know what I'm saying, Mark?
I do, because I want to talk to you about the Signal controversy, but that's so last week, wasn't it? There's other things this week.
What? When was that?
Well, let me start with this. I tweeted this out a short time ago. So you have this story in The Atlantic. An administrative error sends a Maryland father to a Salvadoran prison, and there's people out there, like, I don't even know who this guy is, Connor Friesdorf. He retweets that. He goes, truly chilling. Maybe it is. Maybe there's a mistake there. But I said, you know what's really truly chilling? Letting millions of migrants crawl across our border and invade our nation. That, to me, is more chilling than what happened to this dude.
Also, like, now, I'm going to admit this because I'm half joking about this. I'm in the middle of something as Caroline was doing a briefing, but she seems to have hit back about the validity of this incident.
Yes.
And something about his gang affiliations. And that's where, again, you know, I try to not take the bait when The Atlantic puts out a story for obvious reasons. But I like I said, now I feel like I need to go back and reread this, because the left doesn't want to tell you the whole story most of the time about who these people are and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going, wait a second. So let me get this straight. He was an MS-13 ganger. Like, what else didn't we know before I go out and defend this crap? And So you probably know more than I do now, because I feel like I'm behind the curve. But it sounds like this is not as plain and simple as they wanted us to believe.
No, exactly. And J.D. Vance is out there. That's what, maybe check what he's saying, because he's got a string out there about some of this as well, which is interesting because he's taken to the ex, formerly Twitter, a couple of times. And here's what he said here. Joe Biden sanctioned an invasion of the United States. We have approximately 20 million illegals in the country. Their victims are measured in longer wait times for hospitals, overwhelmed schools, and murder victims the media largely ignored. The media has determined the real victims are the gang members we're trying to get out of this country. And that last part seems very true right now. It, you know, this is who they're going to bat for.
Well, exactly. And this is why I'm saying the media doesn't tell you the whole story. I have been saying this from the beginning, by the way. Well, frankly, I think most people right now don't recognize the difference between presidencies. So you had Trump, He secured the border. Biden undid it. Trump's doing it again. I am a big believer that we need comprehensive immigration so that we have a law that locks a lot of this stuff in, and that we don't have the change in administration where people can decide what to follow, what not. Okay, that's number one. Number two is when we get told these things. I mean, one of the things that's interesting is that you got to remember when someone crosses the border without permission, like going into your house, that's breaking the law. And the press keeps saying, well, this person didn't have a criminal code. Yeah, they did. If they came into the country illegally, then they did come in, you know, then they did break the law. And that's what they never want to tell you.
No, of course not.
That to me is the important thing, is to understand that that's what's really going on.
Well, let's stay on the Atlantic and Jeffrey Goldberg and all that, because I'm still a little confused about this. And I think everyone's admitted it's a mistake. It shouldn't have happened. But what is your theory of how Jeffrey Goldberg gets on that string on Signal?
I don't think that's, I mean, I don't mean to make this sound difficult, but to me, Mike Waltz, the national security advisor, has admitted it. He said, I basically mistakenly added him in. Right. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't see that as like he's owned that, correct?
Well, he has, but then he said that he didn't have his contact. And I guess the confusing part is if I'm texting you, Sean, and I have another, you know, I have Sean Thomas, another friend, so for example's sake, and then I accidentally send it to him. I think we've all done that. We know how that works. But the problem with this one is he didn't seem to indicate, Mike Walls, that he had the contact. So that's why.
No. Okay. Yeah. So you're hitting. I played this game. Okay, and we have a thing called the morning meeting every morning at 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
On YouTube, right. So I said this. I did the test myself. In December of 2016, January of 2017, The Atlantic, there's a horrible person named Julia Offie that wrote this disgusting, literally disgusting, repulsive story noting that Ivanka Trump could want to do certain inappropriate things to her own father. I called Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor of The Atlantic at the time, to lodge my concerns. And it didn't go well. And needless to say, we haven't had a very good relationship since. But the point is that I have no problem. I have Jeffrey Goldberg on my phone today. So what I did is I went to Signal and I said, is Jeffrey Goldberg in my Signal account? Because I wanted to kind of recreate this. And he was, because if you have someone in your contacts, then it populates in your Signal contacts. That's how it works. So I don't. Fully, I've known.
Well, that makes more sense, certainly.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is what I don't get about this. This is where I don't get this, is that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To me, this is not a, like, why isn't he just saying, yeah, I had a conversation with the guy 5 years ago. He's in my thing. I fat fingered the guy. Like, right. Jamison Greer is the U.S. Trade Representative. I'm going to guess, I have no knowledge of this, I'm going to guess that's who he intended to put in. Right. And he mistakenly JG versus JG, because that's how it shows up in Signal. Like I said, I did this myself. I went and said, how would this happen? And I looked, I said, oh, if I were looking for JG, Jamison Greer. Now, maybe there's another dude at the NSC named, you know, Jeffrey Gordon, and it's JG. But it makes sense that you're talking about trade routes in the Houthis and what they're doing to inhibit trade, and you want the U.S. trade rep on there. Okay, that's very plausible to me. And you mistakenly put, instead of Jamison Greer, you put Jeffrey Goldberg. But when he said, you know, I don't know how this happened, that's where, you know, again, I like Mike Waltz. I know Mike Waltz, but I don't get how that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one piece where I'm like, you lost me at hello.
Yeah, that's where I'm a little stuck on too. But you gave probably the best explanation of how it could potentially have happened that I've heard probably in the last week. How much is Sean Spicer taking a look at this Wisconsin Supreme Court race today and the elections in Florida? I spent a little time on Wisconsin yesterday. I lived up there for almost 10 years. It's a weird state. This is not a general election. It's an April election where a lot of people aren't going to show up. There's a lot of union money, obviously, in all of this, and George Soros money. But how much of a temperature is this going to indicate if Crawford wins? Because I think Crawford probably will win in Wisconsin. Maybe this guy, Brad Schimmel, pulls out, you know, because if he pulls out a victory, that's certainly a different narrative. But what are your thoughts on that?
I think you and I are probably pretty aligned on this. The Dems currently have a 4-3 majority. I think it's an off year. They're more fired up. But Wisconsin's very tough to pull. It's all about turnout. I was at the RNC during two Scott Walker recalls. So, I mean, I think there's enough money there. I think Schimmel has got a shot at doing this. The people, you know, Elon just didn't show up. He put some real personal money into that race for ground game. So, look, Florida to me, as long as those races don't get within five, which I don't think they will, then Democrats saying, oh, we only lost by 15 is not a great narrative. I mean, that's theoretically right now what they want to say. We sucked less. We sucked less than we normally suck. And if that's your political case, I mean, look, games, there's winners and then there's losers. And so I get if you can say, oh, well, Waltz won this by 35. We only lost by 20. God bless you. But this is not ever going to make a difference, right? It reverts back to a general election when in November. They're not going to win. So either one of those states. So it's all about signaling. And I think anyone who thinks that getting it down to 15 as a sign is nuts. But I do think that Wisconsin is telling. It is a tight race. The Dems are favored. If the woman, remind me her name.
Jan Crawford.
Crawford. If she were to blow this out by 10 points, I'd say that would trouble me. Because of the amount of money in there, I'd say, guys, we got to reexamine stuff. If she keeps this close, I'm fine.
Yeah. By the way, Susan Crawford. I think Jan Crawford is a CBS News correspondent. So there,
I knew that name.
No, I screwed that up because I had to check that. So I'm glad I corrected myself.
Although the way CBS conducts themselves, especially Martin Brennan, it wouldn't surprise me at all if one of those ended up running as a Dem in any state.
Man, Margaret Brennan, good. She's a piece of work for sure. All right, one more question here, because I think this is just hilarious. There is more reporting now in a new book from people who refused to tell us what was happening for the last 4 years. This Jonathan Allen guy's got a new book out. Yep. We know about the one from a couple of weeks ago. I mean, give me a break, right, Sean?
So here's the thing. I signed a non-disclosure because they're going to be on my show. So they gave me an advanced copy to read. There are four books, including Jay Tapper's, called Original Sin. These folks who lied, gaslit us, for bringing up Biden's cognitive abilities, et cetera, physical and mental, who told us that we were crazy, we were gaslit, now are profiting from this. Profiting. And by the way, as a side note, since I name-checked him, I don't know if you saw the news, Mark, but Hooters is going to go through Chapter 11. Tapper is the former spokesman for Hooters.
That's right.
And I know that that's got to be tough for him. People thought it was an April Fool's joke, and I was like, nope, here's his Wikipedia page. He was the Hooters spokesman. So, you know, I'm sure he's got his own orange shorts hanging in his room somewhere as a commemorative gift time there.
I think you were the one who told me that like 6 months ago. I had not been aware of that, and I thought it was made up fake news, but no, that's in fact the case.
I love reminding people of that, though.
So did you say that you just can't talk about it right now, you have read this new book?
I'm halfway through.
Okay.
I've got it. Fine. Right. Yeah. And it's amazing. I mean, honestly, I'm like, wait a second. All these guys, and by the way, I guarantee you they're going to make a ton of money, but it's amazing that the level of detail that they have and that they're willing to share now, and that the people around it. And yet, No one would say a thing when it was in real time. Like all of these stories about Democrats expressing concern back in July of last year, issues that they saw rising before that. And I'm like, so let me get this straight. When we all were concerned that he might not be fit for office, you told us that we were liars and partisans. And now that you're going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars from doing it, it's like, oh, yeah, we were reporting on it the whole time.
Yeah, it's kind of despicable. It really is. But I'm curious to see what kind of details they come up with. There's no doubt about that. And now you have left me in the audience with this image of Jake Tapper in kind of a Hooters outfit. So I don't know if that's a good thing this afternoon.
No, that's never a good thing. By the way, Harrison Fields, the principal deputy press secretary, is on my show tonight. If you go to YouTube, you can check it out. But he is Caroline's number two. Fantastic guy, really sharp. And we talk about the Correspondents Association and Liberation Day with the tariffs. So a great conversation with Harrison Fields. If you just go to my YouTube channel.
Awesome. Sean Spicer, you're always great. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too, Mark. Thanks.
I'm very curious about this book, Fight, even though it's hilarious that the same group of people who refuse to even dabble in any kind of questioning about mental ability or cognitive ability are now writing books about this. But, you know, we have Dwayne Patterson has become a great contributor to the show, and he writes over at hotair.com. He has a podcast called Dwayne's World, but his regular gig, and it has been for decades, is he's Hugh Hewitt's executive producer. And Hugh was raving about the book, saying that it's a shocker and well worth reading. So that could be interesting. It comes out next Tuesday. We'll try to get one of those reporters on the air as well to talk about Fight. The Blues are on fire. They go for
so
10
fun.
In a row tonight. Chris Kerber with a preview coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.